Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer HaKadosh Eretz Tzvi of the Kozhik Lava Rebbe, and we are presently holding in Simen Mem He of the Sefer. It should be a special schus for Rabbi Naomi Rezi Sheyichyu, and the schus Chayav Chavit Feig of Asmichal Dispasia. Ruth Victoria Bastila Rovida, the Rebbe Yosina Misera, Nimar Santa Miriam, Rachel Samhasedem, Hol and Numalem. Very interesting Shaili here. Somebody hears a bracha and he's not paying attention. He hears it, but he's not thinking about it. We see in the Beis Yosef, in Arichayim, in Simon Nuntes, Magin Avram, Simon Kuf Chof Dalet, Siv Kotin Tezayin, Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Siv Kuf Beis. That if somebody hears a bracha and he is thinking about something else, he is not yotze. One has to be in the moment. One has to be focused on the bracha that he is hearing. We have to say that it's considered as if he hasn't heard at all. Even according to the Man D'Yomar, mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. Even if you hold mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, you need kavana to be yotze. But here, the guy didn't even hear the bracha. Since he was liboy poimel ledvarim acherim, he was thinking about other things. You can't compare this to another pu'ula that he yotzi without kavana. He did the pu'ula. But here, he didn't even do the pu'ula. He didn't do the action because he didn't even hear the bracha because he was thinking about something else. We have in the Yerushalmi, one of the Amoraim says, I want to machzik na tivusa l'reisha the karabim moedim. I have a karas hatoiv, I grace a karas hatoiv to my head that it bows at moedim. Bows at modem. Thank you, thank you, thank you, head, for bowing at modem. I'm not even with modem. I'm somewhere else completely, but I know to bow. The hasam halev bal korchuch miskaving lifol pula. Av shadam minenu margish mikol mokom yevshel l'shum pula v'shum tnu akalish etiyase belode koycha afolam in halev. So it must be that the person can't do a pula unless you want to do it. There has to be something in your heart. Whenever I say heart, I mean the seat of emotion. There has to be something in a person's heart that makes him want to bow. Therefore, when he's bowing, it means that he wants to bow. So you have some element of kavana when you bow during modim. But if a person hears without kavana, the heart doesn't feel at all. The shmiya doesn't come to the heart, doesn't register, we would say today. The five chushim, the five senses, are called the heishari lev in Sifrei Kabbalah, the five gates of the heart. These five senses bring one to the heart. But here there's no heart. He doesn't hear it. Since he didn't hear, he wasn't paying attention, he wasn't focused. Never got to his heart, it never registered. Therefore, it doesn't count. The Gemara Nida and Dafnun Chesam Aleph, it says that even though when a woman has a period, she has to feel it, but Shmuel agrees to Mirabon and she's Tmeya, even if she doesn't. Why? Rashi explains, Dilma Argisha Valava Daita. Maybe she felt it, but she it wasn't Aldata. She didn't notice. Places argue. So what's Pshat Argisha Valava Daita? Is Pshat that originally she felt it and now she forgot? That's Valava Data. She doesn't realize it because she forgot. But originally she had a Argisha. Or maybe no. Meikara Argisha Avshalo Samalebalibalaze. She had a hargasha, she just didn't notice it, but it's still called a hargasha. And according to the first parish, in such an instance, that she had a hargasha, but she doesn't notice it, she doesn't pay attention, that's not called a hargasha. Because she didn't notice, she didn't pay attention, lo samaliba. And that's like someone who's shaymeya, he hears, but he's thinking about other things. But according to the second parish, You can say that it's considered a hargasha. When she felt it, but she didn't notice. Since the blood touched her body in such a way that had she been paying attention, she would have noticed. So Mamela, that's considered a hargasha. Even though she didn't notice, because she wasn't paying attention. But had she paid attention, then she would have noticed it. And that's considered, at least the Midrabanan, that's considered a hargasha. So according to that, if you consider that a hargasha, then had she been paying attention, she would have noticed. You could say the same thing about shmiya. Even if a person's pona libo l'dvar macherim, but had he been paying attention, then he would have heard the words. Because lamaisa, the words were said and they went into his ears, he just wasn't paying attention. But they did go into his ears. Had he paid attention, he would have heard the words. And maybe that's enough. But according to the first approach, no. When it says in the Gemara, Lava Da'atai, it means that the reason it's a hargasha is because she originally did feel it, she just forgot afterwards. But had she not even noticed in the first place, that wouldn't be good. It's according to the first Mahalik, like Pana Libo L'Dvar Macherim isn't good. According to the second Mahalach, Meikara Argisha means she actually felt it, but she didn't notice that there was blood in there. Had she been paying attention, she would have noticed. But since she wasn't paying attention, she didn't notice. That's enough. That's considered enough of our Gosha. On some level, on some subconscious level, she knows there's blood there. She's not paying attention. It's not registering. And that's enough, according to the Gemara, according to this Mahal understanding of the Gemara. We see in the poskim that if somebody's pona libo l'dvar macherim, it's not considered shemeya. So, Kashuk Lever has the following suffix. Let's say somebody is oimer la'atzmai. He's saying it to himself. According to the Mandi Omar, lo shmi la'azno yatsa. According to the Mandi Omar, that if you didn't hear it, you're Yotze. Or Lenin Lechatchila, if you're Paina Liba L'Dabar Acher, either according to the Tzad that lo shmiel azno yatsa, meaning that after the fact, you're yotze. If you weren't mashmiel azno, or chatchila, not to be paying attention. Is this considered eino mashmiel aznav? When somebody is saying something and he's not listening, which I do sometimes, is that considered that he heard it? Is that considered that he said it? When you hear from somebody else and you're not paying attention, that doesn't count as hearing. That's what the poskim say as we started, the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham, numerous places. But let's say you're saying it and you're not paying attention. But is that considered that you're only yotze b'diavet because You didn't pay attention. Or even on a lechatchila level before the fact. Let's say you're focusing on other things. Is that considered mashmiya lazna? Just like if you hear from somebody else, it doesn't count as you saying it. It doesn't count as you hearing it. So too, if you say it yourself, it doesn't count as you hearing it. So even though you're making the bracha yourself, it's still two senses. You have the sense of you have dibur, and you have chusha dibur and chusha shema. You have your ability to speak and your ability to hear. So you did the speaking, but you didn't do the hearing. So lechatchila, you have to be mashmiya lazna. When you weren't listening, that's not considered mashmiya lazna. Even if you said the words and they were out loud, but you weren't paying attention, that doesn't count. Just like it doesn't count if you as listening if you heard it from someone else. So here you said it, but maybe you're only yotzei b'diavad because it doesn't count as hearing. But the mashmos poskim is that even if you make a bracha without kavanah at all, the only problem is the lack of kavanah, but not that you didn't hear it. Isn't that interesting? So when you heard it from someone else and you weren't paying attention, it didn't register. So that's considered as if you didn't hear it. But if you say it yourself and it didn't register, that's not a chisaron of not hearing it. That is considered as if you heard it. It went into your ears. And Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim Sim Samach Beis, he says, Zakari Shema Tzorech Lashmi Lazna. And there, in Sim Samach Hei, Sim Samach and Samach Hei, so first of all, he says you have to hear what you say Shema. And he also says you have to be Mechav in the Pasuk Rishon. He doesn't write you have to be mechavin for Pasuk Rishon. It doesn't say you have to be mechavin all of Kriya Shema Mishum Hashmasa Ozen. You only have to have kavanah for the first Pasuk. What about having kavanah for the whole Shema in order that you have Hashmasa Ozen? In order that it's considered that you heard what you said, because if you're not paying attention, you didn't hear. So it must be that even if you're not paying attention, you did hear. He's like, Kari Shema, Tzorech L'Shmiya Lazna, but he doesn't tell you to have Kavanah the whole time out Shmiya Lazna. So it must be that it's considered Shmiya Lazna, even if you're not paying attention. In the Sefer Shari Tshuvan, Simon Kuf Pehelim, Birkas HaMazin, he writes in the name of the Charedim. But according to most poskim, if you're in Mashmiya Lazna, you're not Yotze. And yet, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell you that you have to pay attention in order to be Mashmiya Lazna. So it must be, not paying attention is not Ma'akev when it comes to you saying it yourself. Why? Because on some level you're hearing it. It's ma'ayra rega shema, like we said before. When it says me'ikara agisha, beloved, dilma agisha, belava daita, we said before it means that she had a hargasha, but she didn't notice, she didn't pay attention, but that's considered hargasha. So when you're saying it, that's enough, that's like a hargasha. Even though you didn't notice it, but that's still enough. Just like if she would have been paying attention, she would have noticed the blood. So too, if he would have been paying attention, he would have heard the words. Zema speak lanu. So when it comes to somebody else saying it, so that already, they're ready, the post can say that it doesn't work. But when you're saying it, if you're not paying attention, the words don't register. But if you're saying it yourself, even if you're not paying attention, it still works. That's sufficient. Since had you been paying attention, you would have heard, that's enough. So Rani quotes in the third parak of Shavuos, I don't know what context, but he says that it's considered yediyah. If all you lack is simas lev, had you been paying attention, you would have known, that's considered yediyah. So you're also, all you're lacking is simas lev. Male, that's considered that you heard. The Magen Avraham, in the name of the Yerushalmi, writes that if someone was passing by at the back of a shul and he hears Kol Shofar, Im Kiven Libo Yatza, he has Kavana, he's Yotze. And Yerushalmi writes, and the Magen Avraham explains to Yerushalmi, that it's only talking about a case where you're passing by, but if you're standing there, there's a chazaka that you had kavana. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Not the Magen Avraham, it's the Yerushalmi quotes the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham quotes the Yerushalmi. The Magen Avraham says, Tzarech Iyun. Alo yodem kivin olo. What do you mean? If he's standing there, it's a chazaka that he had kavana. He knows if he had kavana or not. What do you mean if he's standing there, it's a chazaka that he had kavana? He knows whether or not he had kavana. What's the chazaka he had kavana? Says the Magen Avraham, ve'efshel demayri im shachach im kiven olo. Maybe he's talking about a case where he probably forgot. He forgot whether he had kavana, but if so, if he's standing there, it's a chazaka that he had kavana. That's how the Magen Avraham wants to understand the Yerushalmi. However, the Meiri, much before the Magen Avraham, already writes in his Akdamah to Maseches Nedarim, Anhiru la'ayinin beferush divrei Yerushalmi. Erot gemacht. Lichtigen Eugen, maybe they would say in Yiddish. He shined our eyes in this Yerushalmi. On the Ashrat Azoi, ובדמיין הזה אמרו בתלמוד המערוב בעניין היה אוי ורחוי רביס הכנסס וכו', אם כיוון ליבו יוצא אמרו שם על זה שלא כיוון כוון המוחלטס לשם מצווה להדיה עד שאינו מריש אם כיוון או לא אנו דונן מן הסתם שאיף שרחר שנמשך לסעקב. It says similarly in the Talmud HaMarav, which is the Yerushalmi, regarding somebody who's passing by the back of a shul, if he had kavana, he's yotze. And it says there that he didn't have kavana muchletes l'shem mitzvah lehedyat she'en omagish in kivein olav. He didn't have absolute kavana. So he didn't know if he had kavana or not. Anudana min astam, we assume, she yavshir. Acha shenim shech lesagiv sham. Im daito izman ha-mitzvah, shu tzarech latzis mimena shlo yisar al zeh ma'at. He's already there, he was misar a little bit. He did have kavana. Similarly, he writes to Adas HaRambam, kfo evocho matzah yotza, mishum shekeinene, he writes that if he was forced to eat matzah, he's yotze, why? Because he had hanot. שמתוך הנאה עשו ממנו, הוא יאפשר שלא יימשך בו. ואחר שיימשך בין יכוון עשי עשי מצווים, דייתו על עשי זמן, שהוא זמן המצווה קרב לנימנה של יסורי מטה, איזה בכוון עשי. אז so we see in the Meiri, that even if he doesn't have explicit kavana for the mitzvah, doesn't matter. The very fact that he had a Cyrus the fact that he heard it, he was Misakev, that means that he had a little bit of a Cyrus, even though he didn't have explicit kavana for the mitzvah. It's very interesting. B'chlal, a lot of areas in halacha, we're talking about levels of das, levels of kavana. There's not yes kavana, no kavana. They're differing levels. So here Rabbeinu says, based on the Meiri, that he has a little bit of kavana. He doesn't have explicit kavana. He knows he didn't have explicit kavana, according to the Magen Avraham. He isn't sure if he had explicit kavana. That's the suffix. Did he have kavana? Did he not have kavana? But according to the Meiri, he knows he didn't have explicit kavana, but the very fact that he stopped there means he had a little bit of his soros. Same thing with kafal v'chol matzah. The very fact that he had hanah from the matzah, so he had a little bit of his soros of kavana, even though he didn't have explicit kavana. And then in brackets, Rabbeinu explains this alpi kabbalah kedarka b'kodesh to be mishalev kabbalah in his tshuvas, but don't understand what he's talking about, so I won't quote it. Let's say somebody asks something from his friend. He says, give me this object. Now, before he asked for it, before he spoke, he had a ratzon. And then after the ratzon, he was malbish this ratzon in a machshava, which turned into words, which turned into spoken words, which were, Tainli Chayfet Zeh, give me this object. And then he said the words. Now this is all Kimat Bebasachas. In other words, what's the duration of time that passes from the time he wants the object till the time he thinks the words and then he says the words? It's a split second, a fraction of a second. Nevertheless, Be'achreach, there was a Seder. He didn't speak before he had the Ratzon. He had the Ratzon. And then after he had the Ratzon, then he spoke the word. He had the Machshav and then the words. So it seems like it's all in one shot, but it isn't. So too, if a person's standing to hear Kol Shofar, and he doesn't have kavana. In other words, lo hilbish adayin haratzon b'levush milin. He doesn't have the words in his mind, I am going to be yotze. But there's still a ratzon to be yotze, that's why he was standing there. So it's a ratzon mufshat b'levush hadibur. All of our thoughts are words. That's why we don't really think. Thinking is beyond words. We're limited to words, so really our thoughts are our speech, which is already a lower level. The higher level is just thought. That's what this person has. This person is standing there. He's not in the realm of words, that he has kavanah and words, I'm going to be yotze. But he still has that ratzon, that's why he stood there. We didn't have the words, I was yotze. Is b'chal good? It's a great limud zchus when a person hears kiddush or anything. He doesn't have explicit kavanah to be yotze. The fact that he's standing there and listening to it means that even without words, he has this ratzon. He has this pnimi stick of ratzon to be yotze. That's why he's listening, even though he doesn't put it in words. So therefore, when the person hears the kol shofar, if he's standing outside the shul, that's sufficient. He stood there. Even though he didn't put it into words, that's enough that he should be yotzei. He didn't put it into words, I want to be yotzei, but it's enough that he should be yotzei. V'zeh bo'ur l'ma'ayin. This is klol. For those who are ma'ayin. So too, in our instance, even though he's not margish, that he hears when he's speaking, it's not registering, but it does. It does go to his chush Hashem, and it does touch his heart. It does register on some level, just like the guy is bowing automatically in modin. Because even though it's clear that you don't do anything unless you have a ratzon, you have to have a ratzon, you have to have a will in your heart to do this pu'ula, and this guy doesn't feel it at all. But it doesn't matter. He bows, that means on some level he's feeling it. when someone's saying words and he's not paying attention, but he still has a ratzon to say these words, how else is he saying the words? So he has a ratzon to say the words. So Mamela, that same ratzon to say the words is the same ratzon that he has to hear them. He's not paying attention to the fact that he's speaking. He's speaking. By the way, it happens to me sometimes. Mamash, I'm in the middle of not only when I daven pasha, but even when I'm giving a shir. I'm explaining something, and after I said, what did I just say? And I hope to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam I said the right thing. I wasn't paying attention. But on some, if I listen to it afterwards, I hear that I was saying the right thing. Why? Because my mind is somewhere my mind is completely elsewhere. My mind is somewhere completely different. Doesn't matter. I have a ratzon to say these words, and I'm saying these words. So just like I have the ratzon to say the words, I also have the ratzon to hear the words, even though it's not registering. So that's enough. So when it comes to someone else saying it and you listen and you hearing, who says you have a ratzon at all? You're not here. You are where your thoughts are, the Baal Shem Tov says. So b'chlal, you didn't listen, you didn't hear a word the guy said. Doesn't register, and there was no ratzon. If you said a dibor, that means you had a ratzon for these words. So Mamela, just like you said, you had a ratzon for these words, and you said the dibor without paying attention. So too, your shmi also counts. Because the very fact that you could say the words means that you had some ratzon for these words. So Mamela, you also have some ratzon for shmi, even though it's not strong ratzon. When somebody else is saying it there, you're not doing any maisa. So there, maybe you have zero ratzon to hear it. And that doesn't count. We have this also in the Tua Shor and Simon Chav Cheslin and Kisui Afri Shalamata. There has to be dust under and over the blood. So since the under is not a maisa, so it requires hazmana. You have to do something. He says, no maisa. But here there's a maisa. The maisa of the dibur is enough. That shows that you have a ratzon, and therefore that also counts for your shmiya. Also, a lot of times, when you're shemen, you're not mechaven, you don't even hear the words kitikuna, just like when you hear a foreign language. When you're a foreign language, you don't really hear what the person is saying. And somebody has to say a foreign language, does he even have to repeat it? They'd have to say it very slowly. Somebody speaking Chinese, you don't hear anything. So if you hear a bracha, you're not paying attention. Instead of baruch atah, bracha, bracha. Instead of melech olam, melech olam. You don't really hear the words. So, when you're not listening to the point that the words aren't registering, and you're not paying attention, you're not even hearing the words the person's saying. You're not properly hearing the words. So it's not only a matter of you hearing the words, but it's not registering, so it's not enough. You're not necessarily even properly hearing the words. So just like if it's a foreign language, you don't really hear what the person's saying. It's just a big mishmash. Even if you know the language, you know Lashon HaKodesh, but if you're not paying attention, it's the same mishmash. Sometimes you're not listening to somebody and all of a sudden you hear some sounds. Did you just say that? No, I didn't say it. I said something else because you weren't paying attention. See, you didn't hear, you didn't break down the words properly. Therefore, when you hear from someone else and it's not registering, so you're not even hearing the words the person's saying. And here he concludes with a chiddush that I often think about when I'm hearing the Megillah. So, my mind invariably wanders during the Megillah. Maybe in part because I already know the story. But my finger is following along in the Megillah that I'm holding. Does that count? Because to say that a person's mind shouldn't wander the entire Megillah is focusing on every word. It's a big task. He says here that it works. It counts as if you're listening. Why? Because your finger is going along with the words. It means that you're listening. You hear. It is registering on some level. That's why your finger is able to follow along. Bechwech, that you're hearing. He brings a rai from this, from the Rajba, brought in the Magen Avraham. That a chacham was taifes biyado megillah b'shas hakriya, so you shouldn't not hear one word. Mashma, if you're following along, you're hearing every word. Also, when you're supposed to say, when you say Shem Adnus, so the Svarim HaKadoshim say you should be having Kavana. I pass like this in Shulchan Aruch. When you say Shem Adnus, the Svarim HaKadoshim say you have to have Kavana of Hayo HaVaviyyeh. Shem Havaya also. So you're saying Adnus and you're having Kavana for Havaya. So if you're reading it out, that also counts. The very fact that you're looking at the Shem Havaya and there it's Tzadikin, they're immaculate in their Siddur, it should say, for every time it says Adnus, it should say Havaya. So you're saying the Havaya, but you're looking at that. You're saying Adnus, but you're looking at the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's enough. That's enough of a Kavana. Also, when you're in the middle of davening and you're mashmesh with tefillin, so it says in Tosis you should be mashmesh in the yad before the shel rosh. There's mashmesh. You have to do mishmash. It's not enough to have kavana. You're wearing the tefillin. You do the mishmash. You actually feel the tefillin to remind yourself you're wearing them. Kavana is not enough. Maybe when you have kavana, so you have to put those kavana, that kavana in words. And that's mevalvel your kavana. It mixes you up. You're trying to say something else. You also think you're tefillin. But when you're memashmesh, so again, on some level, you're cognizant of the fact that you're wearing tefillin. You're having kavana for tefillin. And that's enough. And that's not mevalvel your kavana because you're not putting it into words. And again, that stems nicely with the Me'iri on the Yerushalmi. And a person stops to hear the Kol Shofar, even though he doesn't have explicit Kavana, but the very fact that he stopped to hear it, so that means there's this Oirus a little bit inside of him that he wants to be Yotze. Even though he doesn't, he's not Malbish it in words. So too, you're Mashmish your Tefillin to remind yourself you're wearing a Tefillin. That's considered that you're having Kavana. To you're wearing your Tefillin, even though you're not verbalizing, even in your mind, even in your machshava, you're not verbalizing this this kavana. You're not putting it into words. But it's enough, that level of awareness when you're doing the mishmash is enough to be considered a kavana for tefillin, even if you're not putting it into words. And maybe it's better that way. This way you don't, you're not mevabel your kavana. You're supposed to be saying other things. You just mamashmesh your tefillin to remind yourself you're wearing the tefillin. So there are various levels of consciousness. So that's a this more subtle level of consciousness is sufficient, or maybe even better. This way you're not mesiach das from the tefillin, but you're not having explicit kavanah, so you don't confuse yourself. All right. So Baruch Hashem, we were zeicha to learn a very deep shtickel in kavanah. And hopefully we'll be zeicha to lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh, a very fascinating topic. And of course to continue in our incredible series of shiulim in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi of the great and holy Gaon of Kojiklov, Arye Tzvi Frumer. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.